Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey, hey, everyone. It is Andrea, and welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, proudly sponsored by the devious minds behind Kink.com, along with Doc Johnson, America's number one sex toy brand. Together, the diabolical duo has created the Kink line, a line of amazing fetish products ranging from couples toys to BDSM gear that's perfect for every level of experience. When you go to kink.com today and enter the code SKIN at checkout, you'll get 20% off your first purchase. That's 20% off the best kinky gear around. Kink by Doc Johnson will bring the dungeon right into your bedroom. How badass is that, Skin?
Love it. I actually was honored a couple of years ago to tour the Armory in San Francisco at Kink. And one of the great takeaways from that was seeing these huge vats of lube.
Oh.
You know, they don't have just little bottles of lube sitting on a shelf. They have vats of lube. It's so cool. You go into these different rooms and there'd be like a bar set up, you know, like almost like a, you know, a studio, and they would do certain, they would videotape certain bondage scenes in, say, a bar or a kitchen or a restaurant or a meeting room, and they have it all set up. It's really a neat thing if you're into, and I'm a big fan of kink.com, always have been, and those guys over there are really cool, but to actually be on site, like, I think I have a cool office, their office blows MrSkin.com away.
I'm really curious about these big vats of lube. Like, are you talking like industrial vats, like huge gargantuan?
Yes.
See, that would be like an ultimate fantasy, just to go into the vat of lube and maybe get kinky in the lube.
Well, I mean, they'd be willing to do it, but it really is,
takes.
Yeah, they always got the hottest women to perform the most insane sex acts at that kink.com. And if you haven't,
that's so cool.
If you haven't been to kink.com, check it out. It's always been one of my favorite websites. And, you know, they produce their own content, and that's one of the reasons they're still successful. When you can produce your own stuff, you always have visitors because you're the one producing the content. And I've, like I said, always been a big fan of kink.com.
And now they have these amazing products. That's so cool. I'm really excited. We know Doc Johnson is like the number one. So really, really cool. I'm super stoked for this show today, Skin, because, you know, we're doing the TV stuff. We're doing the theater stuff. But we may have what could possibly be my new favorite segment because I'm addicted to Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Skinstagram.
Yeah.
OMG.
Yeah.
I'm like smiling ear to ear right now. So I know you're going to get to that when you get to that. But I just know I'm like chomping at the bit.
Yeah, well, we will. We have. I was looking at the stuff for today's show, the update, and of course we have TV and movie stuff, but Instagram's just become such a big deal, and all these babes now are posting stuff, so I'll get to that in a second. Real quick,
I'm so excited.
What happens at the Andrea household for Easter Sunday? Do you guys do anything?
We do a Ben Wall ball hunt.
Yeah, I was going to say, at your house, yeah, I was wondering.
A yoni egg hunt.
Okay, yes.
You know what? He is risen is the phrase over here, but we're not talking about Jesus. Yeah, there's a, you know, we pretty much just relax and enjoy each other. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, no, okay, I got you. We actually did an Easter egg hunt at the Skin House, and my kids are getting a little older now, so instead of it being real sweet and nice, you know, they're fighting and punching each other because, you know, they're mad that one found, you know, so it's like,
yeah,
like everything else. Yeah, like everything else, it gets ruined as they get older. So this may have been our last Easter egg hunt. We'll see.
Like, what, when do you say to the kids, like, hey, you're too old for this? Like, we're going to stop. Is it, because
well,
I don't know.
The problem
is, like 16,
I have a 9-year old, and then I have a 7th grader who's 12. So it's like, you can't the 9-year old can't end just because the 7th grader is a little older. So,
right.
You still got to do these things. And they actually do enjoy it. You know, they try to act cool, like it's not a big deal. The 9-year old's like, you know, this is awesome. Couldn't wait to get home to start it and the whole thing. But you still have to fight that they act like they don't want to do it, but in the end, it's supposed to be a nice
thing.
There were nice moments. I don't mean to say it was a total disaster, but it's just not as sweet as when they were real little and they were just happy to be in the room, you know?
And do you do the whole rigmarole with like dyeing the eggs? I remember that being like the most fun part my kind of Easter experience.
My wife went so far as to buy the plastic eggs with the candy already in it, so she didn't have to do any work. And then she handed me the 3 bags and I hid them all over the first floor of the house. And then that was the rule. When they all had Sunday school. So when they got home on their bikes, I wouldn't let them in the house. I said, all right, as soon as you walk in the door, the Easter egg hunt starts. So, yeah.
Well, the plastic egg thing with the candy order in it is truly efficient, and I'm all about efficiency. And I think the whole process of dyeing the eggs, as fun as it is for the kids, it's such a headache for the parents. And then you have dye all over everyone and everything. It's just like, okay.
Yeah, I think about that because my mom used to do like, you know, real dye the eggs and like put a lot of time and effort
too.
And I sometimes think that my wife and I, though we do a lot of stuff with our kids, I just don't think we do a lot of the manual labor stuff that was done when I was a kid. Like, we look for shortcuts and maybe
we
throw money at the problem versus, you know.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love it. Well, I'm glad you had a great Easter and you sound awesome and refreshed.
Oh, yeah,
and
real
I'm
refreshed.
Ready to take on some other kind of eggs and some titties.
Yeah, I really have a ton of stuff to get to. And I want to start, as always, with television because...
Sure.
There was a show ended its run this weekend that I want to get to. But real quick, I have a question for you. Do you know about the show The Leftovers on HBO?
Yeah. You know, I kind of started watching it when it first came out. And then I had some sort of like scheduling conflict. And then I couldn't keep watching it.
Behind,
and then kind of once I get off sync with something,
yeah.
I just kind of give up on it unless I can binge watch it. So I watched maybe like the first 2, maybe 3 episodes, but that was it, man.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I kind of did the same thing you did. Like, I watched the first couple of episodes I was excited about because the premise of the show is really cool. 2% of the world's population simultaneously disappears, and it's about then everyone else left has to deal with that, the trauma of that, as you can imagine, because it's so random. It's across all ages, ethnicities, countries. Mm-hmm. There was no rhyme or reason for who they pick. But then the people left behind have to deal with it. And the Leftovers itself, it's based on a book, pretty popular book, but it's the TV show is about a group of people left behind, I believe in New York, and you know, how they have to deal with everything. And, you know, I know Justin Theroux's the star of the show. And I actually said, screw it. I'm not going to try to catch up on the episodes I haven't seen. I just was like, last night, I'm going to watch the season 3, episode 1, the first show. Oh. Now, by the way, they're only doing 3 seasons, so this is like it. So I was screw it. I'll watch the thing at the beginning where they recap everything that's happened, and I'll try to catch up as best I can, because there's no way. I just felt like watching every single episode I feel like I never would have watched this. So anyway, I was a little intrigued. It was a pretty good show last night. I will admit I didn't know everything that was going on. And let me tell you also about The Leftovers. There has been nudity. It is not a MrSkin.com, you know, ever in the running. Never in the running for best TV series for nudity. I mean, you had the Liv Tyler bush only scene from a season ago where she just showed her bush, which I thought was a really hot scene. And then they had that.
Yeah, you know, we love that.
I'm a big fan of the bush only. It's the rarest of nude scenes. An actress will show only breasts or only butt, but rarely do you show only your bush in a sex scene or in a nude scene. And Liv Tyler did it. And plus she's Liv Tyler, so that was cool. But then there was that the first episode of season 2 where the 3 girls were running completely naked. I think they're supposed to be high school girls. Nobody ever heard of, but really hot girls. And they start the episode completely nude running through a forest. And that was a really hot nude scene. But that, cool. You know, those have been kind of the highlights nudity wise. But I got to say, last night I'm watching it and Justin Theroux, his girlfriend now is Carrie Coon, who is, works with him as I guess she's a detective or he's a policeman or whatever. And from what I could gather last night, and they have they're hooking up to have sex. And it was kind of hot because she's topless. She sticks her hand down his front of his pants, grabbing his cock. And it was a nice, nice topless scene from Carrie Coon. So Leftovers season 3, episode 1 last night. little nudity, little breastage, and I think I'm going to just pick up from here and watch it till the end.
Well, I'm feeling that. You know what's so funny is I didn't even recognize Justin Theroux from, you know, this little clip that you have on MrSkinPodcast.com, because he looked to me like Hugh Jackman with that facial hair and that six pack.
Yes,
right?
He's got a very nice body.
Wolverine?
And by the way, yeah, he looked Wolverine. By the way, he showed his ass a ton last night. I've conveniently left that out. He was, I guess, when
we
you have
go
a body,
to Mr. Man for that.
Yeah, well, he's definitely on Mr. Man today. But like, he has this rock solid body with washboard abs, and he's not like in his 20s. Like, he's an older. I don't know how old he is, but he's not like, he's not a 24-year-old guy. He looks like he works out a ton, and I guess I understand if you have a body that good, show it off. So he was like rolling out of the tub naked and all this other stuff. But this scene with Carrie Coon was pretty hot. And that was one thing. But the big news from television last night, Andrea, is the episode finale of Girls last night.
Tell me and all about it.
Take a guess who went fully nude on Girls last night. Take a wild guess.
Lena Dunham.
Yes. Lena Dunham did a complete nude scene. Now, she had a baby. It was the last episode. And I think
they
didn't
show that, right? Because with girls, they'll show anything.
Yeah, I know. Girls, I'm surprised they didn't show a nice crowning achievement there. But she was in the tub. I think it was at her mom's house, if I remember correctly, Jesus. From what I read of the notes from the nude scene. And she gets out of the tub completely naked. And it was kind of like, you know what? Lena Dunham was, I know a lot of guys make fun of her, and I've talked to you about this before. You got to remember about Girls is, you know, it gets a lot of crap because people say, oh, Lena Dunham shouldn't take her clothes off or whatever. But we've always been a big fan. We were always positive about, hey, we're happy if any actress gets naked. But
yeah, we celebrate women enjoying and appreciating their bodies and their right to nudity and freedom. It's a liberty, man.
Right. And she was true to her nude self to the very end.
Yes.
And she did another full frontal scene last night. But don't forget, this is the show that brought us the ass eating scene with Allison Williams, which I still say is one of the most shocking nude scenes of all time. And guys yell
Absolutely.
At me because I remember when I put it as one of the top nude scenes of the year a couple of seasons ago when it came out, and guys were all pissed because you don't officially see her crack. So they were like, it's not even a nude scene, but the guy's face was in her ass eating it out. I don't care. That's like, you don't see that. That's like, that's as good as it gets as far as I'm concerned. So that's, Girls brought you that. It also, and I think it was the second season when Shiri Appleby was with Adam Driver and he like is banging her and then he pulls out and gives her a pearl necklace,
man.
And they showed it. And now she said in an, she said in an interview that it was like, I forget what kind of soap she used. They used some concoction. Cetaphil and something else. Yeah, it was an HBO-gasm, but it was Cetaphil and something else, and it looked like jizz. But the point of the thing is you don't see jizz even in mainstream movies or mainstream television shows. And these are the kind of things that you saw in Girls, not to mention Jemima Kirk, full frontal, the daughter of the drummer, Simon Kirk from Bad Company. So listen, like I said, Girls to me is one of the great shows, groundbreaking, push the envelope type of shows that we love at MrSkin.com. So I am sad to see it go. And by the way, Allison Williams last night, how sexy does she look in her black brown panties doing
so
a selfie?
Hot. I know. She's like, seriously, I'm like, can you just get fully naked already? Like
I know.
That?
She has been very strategic in her nude scenes and sexy scenes, but it's one of those, and a lot of guys probably watch this with the sound off because they can't deal with what the girls are saying on the show. But from
that's kind of where I am on that show too.
But whatever, man. What they showed on there, that we are big fans of MrSkin.com and Girls, so we will miss it. And I'm sad to say it's the last episode. So it'll be interesting to see where all these girls end up down the road. Lena Dunham and Allison Williams and all the other girls from the show, we'll see. So
I'm sure they're after the fame and the critical acclaim and just the notoriety of this show, these girls' careers are only going to explode and expand. And I guarantee you, I'd actually place a bet that Allison Williams will be nude in the next like 3 years.
Oh, I hope so.
We have to. Like, come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's been Peter Pan on, she was Peter Pan right. once. So maybe I understand why she didn't get completely naked. But hey, she yeah. let a guy eat her ass out on the show. So it's not like she's
a prude. I mean, how more nasty can you get? Right.
And right.
I'm like,
she's not a prude. Hey,
I love it.
Anyway, so one other thing, this caught my eye. This is totally random thing, and it's more of people might be interested in seeing this because you'd know the actress. But there's a show on CBS, I think it airs Thursday nights, called, and the reason I say I think, because we TiVo mm-hmm. stuff so much, and I don't always like give a crap what night it airs. I just care that I actually get to see the clips and all that. But yeah. You know, I should know the day. I think it's Thursdays on CBS. But anyway, it's called Life in Pieces. And Tom Hanks' son, Colin, and Betsy Brandt, who is best known as Marie on Breaking Bad, are the kind of mm-hmm. stars of the show. And it's a comedy. And this week, our content department sent me this picture, and I thought it was pretty cool. Now, remember, Marie was Hanks' wife on Breaking Bad, so there were only four really or five main characters on the show. So everyone knows Betsy Brandt because Breaking Bad is one of the great shows of all time. But anyway,
absolutely.
So they get in an argument, and they have an agreement that if they get in an argument, they both have to strip naked because it's supposed to make them feel more vulnerable and make the argument more fair. So
Betsy, what a great idea.
No, I mean,
just kind of change the shift too. Maybe we should make that our homework this weekend or this coming week. If we get into an argument with our significant other, we're going to mm-hmm. strip down naked and see what happens.
Hey, I'm for that even if we're having a pleasant conversation, to be honest. But I do think it does make sense, or it could kind of keep things from getting too heated between husband and wife. But anyway, so they try this, and Betsy Brandt strips down and she's in her bra. But then the people at our office notice something. Take a close look at her bra, her black bra, and then look, like, you see how she's wearing like another bra under it?
Yes.
She probably was worried that it was see-through, don't you think?
That's exactly what that was.
Yeah.
And another kind of trick that models do, I believe this one probably was for modesty, to not show nips. Another secret models do to make their boobs look bigger, mm-hmm. especially under other bras, is we wear padded bras under our bras.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because sometimes you might look at a picture of me and be like, how the hell is Andrea rocking like a double D in this picture when I've seen her, you know?
Yeah,
it's a stacking kind of system we do. But I have done this as well for certain shows, and the wardrobe mistress will give you nude undergarments for modesty. You know, if you're wearing a sheer black thong or a sheer black bra. And I actually didn't notice it. I was looking at this picture for quite some time, but until you said look closely, I didn't notice it. So you guys have a keen eye.
Yeah, well, Andrew, I'd like to say what you did is falsy advertising.
I know. I know I'm not about that.
No, I'm
not
just
about
kidding.
That. But it's always when, you know, I'm usually hired for a shoot and they're like, oh, you need your boobs bigger. You know, if it's me doing my own thing, I'm not going to.
Well,
I don't even wear a bra. You know that.
Yeah. No, I'm not worried about you. But yeah, so Betsy Brandt did the double bagger this week on Life in Pieces. So she's wearing two bras so she doesn't nip out or get see-through or anything. So we caught this. It's not a nude scene. It's just something I wanted to share. People might be interested. But if you do want to see Betsy Brandt naked in, I think it was the last season of Masters of Sex, she was a regular character on Showtime, and she actually did a topless scene, which surprised the hell out of me. And mm-hmm. she just stripped down and showed one breast, but it was, you know, Hank's wife from Breaking Bad. That was cool. And by the way, a little trivia, if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, not only did Betsy Brandt do a nude scene in Masters of Sex, but Anna Gunn, who plays Skyler, Hank's wife, did mm-hmm. a movie in 2001 called Nobody's Baby. And at the 42-minute mark, she was topless on a boat. So both the main girls from Breaking Bad did do nude scenes. And just a little trivia, because to me, that's one of the great shows of all time.
Well, I want to make sure that we never forget the jack-off scene Betsy Brandt did in Breaking Bad while Hank was in the hospital.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
She jacked him off underneath the hospital sheet. That is, what a great wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, geez.
Like, you can't do anything, baby. I'm going to just take care of this for you. And they were arguing, I think, at that point of the plot.
Yeah.
What a trooper.
Breaking Hand was what that episode was called. Yeah. So anyway,
I love it.
Yeah. So that was the TV stuff. Not a ton, but cool. With girls being
but
done.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. And I did want to. There's actually some interesting movie stuff that I saw this week, because we have not only do I have a guy, a skin scout, that goes to all the film fests, but we also have a couple guys that get to see like every single preview of movies before they come out. You know, they usually the week of, they'll get screeners or go to a screening,
right,
and all that. So
mm-hmm.
we're constantly, we must get you know 20 updates a week, because a lot of the stuff is a lot of the stuff doesn't really even hit theaters. It's almost like straight to streaming or whatever. But these guys literally see it all. And as soon as they see it, they go through it and tell us who's nude in the movies and stuff. And we don't even know half the time that this stuff's coming out, because it's so random. But there's this movie that I didn't know was coming out, but I'm psyched now. It's a documentary on Jane Mansfield called Mansfield 66-67.
And,
and she did what's... Okay, there's a history. Obviously, she was a February 1955 playmate Playboy. And and of course, the sex kitten. She was like going to be the next Marilyn Monroe and all that. But she was also the first celebrity to do a movie nude scene in America, as far as I'm concerned.
Are you serious?
Well, Promises, Promises was a 1963 movie. And by the way, this movie is about the last 2 years of Jane Mansfield's life. She died in an auto accident. I think she was in her 30s in 1967. But 66, 67 is about the last 2 years. But they show some clips from Promises, Promises. And it shows that great nude scene. And I think, can you see the picture there in the...
Yes, I can.
Now, imagine, those are real. And
those are
big, and it was pretty shocking. Now, there had been Brigitte Bardot and Sophia Loren had done nudity in foreign movies in the 50s, but American actresses, of course, were about 10 years behind.
I mean, that was taboo.
Right. And it was Promises, Promises that was really the first American, I don't want to say big budget movie, but, you know, a movie that you could actually see in theaters that had...
Like a major motion
picture.
Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of a historic movie. And the nudity is great. If you go back and watch it, it is in black and white, but Jane Mansfield had a rockin' body, big natural boobs, big butt, and just a really sexy stuff. Anyway, so they do show some of that in her. And then you could also see her in bathing suits and bikinis, all that kind of stuff. But it's called Mansfield 66-67. It's a new documentary out that we are tracking at MrSkin.com. So,
well, I'm all about that. I actually just jotted that down in my notes. That's a documentary I want to watch.
Yeah.
I don't really know that much about her aside from that she was a playmate. Now I know, here she is breaking taboos with her boobs and making history. I had no idea.
Well,
so, I mean, this is educational, Skin.
Yeah, well, she was married to that, was it Mickey Hargitay? A bodybuilder, and they had a daughter, Mariska Hargitay, who's now kind of a famous TV star. She was a baby when her mom died.
Law and Order.
Yeah,
right.
She was a baby when her mom died. But she was back in the day. Jane Mansfield was super famous.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, her daughter's like Law and Order SVU or something. And but I think, if I'm not mistaken, she was as a baby was even in the car, but she was in like her baby seat and survived. But that's how I know, it's kind of a sad ending, but anyway.
But how fascinating and very interesting.
Yeah, so anyway, it'd be a good documentary, and you get to see Jane Mansfield nude, which is a thrill, as you can imagine. A bonerous. Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, so, and one other movie thing I wanted to get to, because this is an incredible, I had no idea till I read this morning. Andrew, do you know what the number one movie in the world is right now?
Oh, right now?
Yes.
No, I have no idea, actually.
It's Fate of the Furious.
Really? Okay.
Well,
first of all,
listen to this.
I was like in high school when the first one came out. I remember driving home from the movie theater thinking I was all Fast and Furious and my little like rice rocket at the time.
Yeah.
That was in 2001. Like, really?
Oh, I know. Well, this it's been an incredible franchise. Oh my God. Well, listen to this. Over the Easter weekend, Fate of the Furious did $100 million domestic.
What?
But listen to this.
God.
They had it in 60 international markets like China and all these other things.
Good
and it
Lord.
Brought in another $432 million worldwide. So for a grand total, this movie made $532 million over the weekend. Can you imagine? Like, who?
No.
Listen, I'm a movie guy, but I don't think I've even watched a full one of these movies, yet there are a ton of hot chicks in it. Now, they don't have nudity. That's been the big reason I don't know too much about them. But we did, I was looking this morning, so I was like, okay, which of the different girls from these Fast and Furious movies are in this particular one? So I looked this morning and Michelle Rodriguez, who plays Letty, is still in it. Mm-hmm. She, of course, did that amazing nude scene earlier this year in The Assignment, that transgender movie we talked about.
Forced
transgender movie. Natalie Emmanuel plays Ramsay. You would know her as Khaleesi's assistant from Game of Thrones. She's just a gorgeous, gorgeous girl. She, of course, was naked in Game of Thrones. She's in the movie. Charlize Theron is in it.
She's in Fate of the Furious.
Yes, she is. And
okay, maybe I need to start actually get up on this franchise, because I just assumed it could only go downhill from the first few.
Yes,
but if they're getting heavy hitters like Charlize and Natalie Emmanuel, who are like just some of the most beautiful women on the planet and amazing actresses, I might need to watch this.
Well, she's playing a villain now in this. So, she's in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame, incredible nudity, and Reindeer Games, Devil's Advocate.
God, Devil's Advocate blew me out of the water when she got all naked and bloody in that church.
One of the greatest nude while in church scenes ever.
And next to my secret boyfriend, Keanu.
Oh, yeah, you like that. I forgot about that. And then even this Elsa Pataky, who plays Elena in it, she's been naked in 9 movies. She's a Spanish actress, and she did a bunch of movies. Look at this movie here. We have called Roma Santa from 2004, ooh, where she's in a tub and the guy's doing a little cleaning of her lower region there. So, I know. So, like, a lot of these girls, maybe you won't see them naked in the franchise, but we have them all at MrSkin.com to check out. So, yeah.
I hope that you're putting Elsa, however you say her last name, into the Bumpiola category from Roma
you
Santa.
Are you seeing Bumpiolas there?
You know I'm going zeroing right in on those Bumpiolas.
You're right. That eye, because they're not as to the camera. I'm very proud of you. So
you're training me well.
Yeah, let's just say your hands will be working fast and furious when you check out all these nudes at MrSkin.com. So
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You haven't seen any of the movies?
Zero.
The Fast and
nothing.
The Furious?
No.
You got to see just the first one, because I just want you to experience driving your car after seeing it, because you really feel like you're like a street racer.
Okay.
Be careful, of course, but it really revs you up. And I mean, it's crazy. Gets you
I'm not saying
for,
that
for
I wouldn't like them. It's just, with me,
it's a little juvenile and sophomore. I know.
Well, let's face it. If you even look at the audience for these movies, it's 80% are under 25. I mean,
right.
Cool dudes, hot chicks, awesome cars, nonstop action. That's kind of a younger generation type movie. And for me, if there's movies without nudity, I only have so much time in a day. So I gotta focus my attention on my business here. So that's the only reason I haven't seen it. But I do know all the hot babes from those shows, which is cool. So
that's the best part.
Okay, Andrew, I have another question for you. Are you a Coachella chick? Have you ever been there?
No, growing up, my sisters would go, because Coachella used to be something really small and very psychedelic, hippy dippy trippy, very unknown, but underground kind of music scenes. As soon as anything starts to get popularized, that's when I tend to check out.
Oh, okay.
So when something becomes mainstream, I really don't want to, I don't like to get involved, if that makes sense. I guess it would be a little bit of snobbery.
Yeah.
Or just my friends are all going again this year. I just don't want to party, because I'm right there, an hour and a half.
Well, that's
what I said.
Yeah, so you're only about an hour and a half before you go,
right? I don't want to party with 13-year-olds on ecstasy. Yeah,
right.
I just don't. So, since it became popularized, I really kind of decided not to go. But it is tempting every year, because it does look like a lot of fun. And the outfits look really cool.
Well, yeah.
I'm like a secret hippie, and I would love to rock all those.
I know, because it's just when I see what the girls are wearing, it's so you. When it's funny, because, we always at Mr. Skin try to keep up with, the different ways to getting to see these hot actresses naked. I mean, that's our thing. And though Coachella stuff isn't really for MrSkin.com, our blog and our other websites we own. I was looking today at Egotastic, a site we own, and they had a bunch of picks of like Ariel Winter and Paris Hilton and Emily Ratajkowski, mm-hmm. and they, all from Coachella, which was really cool. And, you know, it's funny because with social media and smartphones, we get to see celebrities now looking hot everywhere. That wasn't the case when I started the website back in 99. It was really all about right. movies and television. So one yeah. of the cool things about social media and Facebook and you know, Instagram and all these other things is you get to see these girls where you didn't have access to before, and it's instant. Like Monday morning today when I got in, I already had a ton of stuff in my email and in our chat, all these girls from Coachella. And like I said, I saw Ariel Winter, Paris Hilton, mm-hmm. Emily Ratajkowski. And did you see this? We have a picture of this Tove Lo, who's a Swedish singer. She's about 29 years old, flashing the crowd. I thought that was pretty hot. So wow. she's up there on stage and just flashing titties to the young guys. That's pretty cool.
My kind of gal. I love her.
Yeah.
And who is that Tove Lo? I've never even heard of her, but I love her.
Yeah, I guess
she's wearing nothing but like leather panties and fishnets. I mean, she's a badass.
Right. CP, the EP, knows her, and he said she's notorious.
What?
It's Tove Lo is what they're telling me. And
Tove Lo.
And I
Not
guess...
Camel toe. We can just cross our fingers.
I guess she's notorious for flashing boobage, but yeah, now I'm a fan. I want to know more about her. And
me too.
Yeah, and that's a pretty crystal clear pic of her up on stage. They're pretty nice.
And it's that
nice boobies.
Under boob shot.
Yes.
You know, I'm a sucker for that angle, that, you know, POV from down under where it just makes the boobs look even better.
Yes.
I'm all about it. Now, what I noticed on these pics that you posted on the Mr. Skin podcast and the links, Paris Hilton is wearing a sheer black lace ensemble. And
yeah.
unlike Betsy Brand, she does not have a nude bra underneath. You can see Paris's nippies.
Yeah, there was another close-up I didn't put up. We just wanted to show you her whole outfit, but I have an up-close of her top, and
nice.
You could totally see you could totally see through that and see her boobies. So yeah, it's like, that's the interesting thing too, is like these hot chicks are wearing total see-through.
Nothing.
Like the Jenner girls and all that would wear you could see right through their bras, you could see their butts. It's pretty incredible what's going on. I know when I was a kid, girls in my high school weren't walking around dressed like that, you know.
No.
I had to try to get like to try to see pubes hanging out of like the shorts or get some cleavage. Like I didn't get free looks at boobs and butt when I was in high school. That's pretty cool.
Now, I don't know how familiar you are with just music festivals in general, but typically whenever I've been to them, and I've been to a lot.
Yeah.
And I've been to music festivals. All well, I'm a psychedelic chick.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been to music festivals all over the world, and when you go there, there's this real sense of like nudity is fine, making out with strangers is fine, finger banging people on the dance floor is fine. You know,
yeah, hey.
There's just this like openness about
yeah.
music festivals. And so people that are typically prudish, you know, like I'm looking at these Victoria's Secret models who have to get paid, you know, probably tens of thousands of dollars to be seen in their lingerie, are at, you know, Coachella wearing, you know, sheer tops and little shorts, because it just kind of brings out that inner kind of exhibitionist when you're at one of these places. And
could you imagine
kind of
getting
this-
lucky enough to dance with one of these models and doing some finger banging a Victoria's Secret model? You're like a sophomore in college, you know, just got drunk. How cool would that be?
Oh my God,
you know?
That would be yeah. epic.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So this is Coachella's a cool experience because you can run into celebrities that are kind of just, you know, blending in with the crowd. You know, they're not there as a celebrity. They're going there as a fan of the kind of the vibe,
right.
the music and the party. So
yeah.
it's pretty damn cool.
You could get some Coach Smella on your fingers at that party.
Oh, Jesus. You know, and that's the thing too. Like when you're at these music festivals, you really just need a thorough shower when you're done,
oh,
because
my God,
you know
yeah.
that there's everyone's all sorts of fluids all over you.
Right.
But when you're there, you just don't care. It's so weird.
Yeah.
You're just writhing all over each other, exchanging sweat and fluids. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I'm like, I kind of want you to go to one with me, Skin.
I know, yeah, it's been a while, but now you're getting me, I'm just,
like, I'll jizz
as
up.
You were talking, I was
I'll
checking the
up.
Summer concert series, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, so that was, so basically between Mr. Skin, our blog, our Egotastic, our different websites we own, I'm seeing a lot of this Coachella stuff this morning, so I just wanted to share that with you. So anyway, that's our Coachella update. So Andrea, before we move on to the next category on the show, why don't you tell our listeners more about our new sponsor?
I would absolutely love to. Now, I know I'm not the only one who likes to get a little kinky every once in a while, but it can be so hard to know where to buy the right toys. That's where kink.com and Doc Johnson come in. Kink has always been known for their amazing BDSM scenes, and Doc Johnson has some of the best toys around. So you can imagine what kind of stuff they come up with when they collaborate. So right now, you can get 20% off your first Kink line purchase when you go to kink.com and use the promo code SKIN. That's 20% off everything from insertables to BDSM gear, all made with super high quality, body safe materials. You don't have to be a pro to use their stuff either. It's just as awesome for newbies to the kink scene. And I'm all about that because I'm not too advanced with it, but the deal doesn't last forever. So head on over to kink.com to peruse their awesome gear and take 20% off using the code SKIN. That's S-K-I-N as soon as you can.
Yeah, that's really neat that they're doing this. And listen, when it comes to kink and Doc Johnson sex toys, this is like, these the New York Yankees of kink and sex toys. So getting 20% off just by using the code SKIN is great. And Andrea, you're going to have to let me know what you're going to buy first, because I do want to know what your favorite kink item would be.
I'm definitely freaky, but kinky is not something I'm really known as. So I think I would start, and that's why I love kink, because they have all
levels. Yeah, they have it all.
I think I would start kind of easy with maybe like some kind of like tape bondage.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little eye mask. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
something
nope.
on the, and then dip my toe into the kinky world. Because, you know, I'm open. It's just, it's new to me. So I'm super excited. You know, I'm going to use that discount code.
Yeah, no, for sure. So it's a great deal. So go definitely check it out. Kink.com. Doc Johnson, use the code SKIN for 20% off. Very, very cool. So, Andrea, you mentioned Instagram earlier, and we have a Skinstagram segment, because what happens is I try to keep the show around 45 minutes, because I think that's about where people it's a good number. If it gets too long, people started to tune out. So I like my 45
Possibly.
Minute shows. But these Instagram things happen where these celebrities post these pictures, and it just builds up, as you can imagine, Andrew. And then I just got to share some of this stuff. So these are things that have happened over the last week or two. Celebrity Instagrams, we call them Skinstagrams, that we just think people need to see. Like, for example, how about this Chrissy Teigen trying to squeeze her enormous boobs into a jumpsuit, and she's trying to zipper it up, and she posted this on Instagram, and it's just, we have it on a kind of a GIF where it's just, you know, you could watch this forever. What a wreck.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had this problem, Andrew, trying to like squeeze into something? That's pretty sexy.
Yeah, it looks sexier than it actually is. It's kind of painful. But typically, when you see these beautiful hot models and actresses wearing these skin tight garments, you know, that you don't really see regular chicks wearing on the street, it's because they have dressers that like squeeze them into these things, and they're very uncomfortable. But it's just so funny, because sometimes you do have wardrobe fails where you just are like, this is not going to work. These titties are not going to fit. We can try to push them to the side. That's something I will do. I'll push them way out to the far side. I'll get the zipper up, and then I'll squeeze them back into.
Yeah, no, hey. Well, it's funny, because my wife always complains about, she's like, you know, I wish I had smaller boobs, because like I'll buy something and it fits me perfect, but then I can't get the top or the jacket to fit, and then I can't buy it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, you know what? That's, you know, sorry, but you know, I signed on for big boobs here. You know what I'm saying? So
it
is like, it's funny, because the girls with small boobs want big boobs, and the girls with big boobs want small boobs. That's just the way it is.
You know,
but no guy with a big package wants a small package. I have, I'm pretty confident of that.
Probably.
Yeah, I'd
imagine.
Yeah. So if you come to MrSkinPodcast.com, we have the Chrissy Teigen trying to squeeze her boobs into her jumpsuit, which is very, very sexy. So
I'm loving that.
So another thing we saw on Instagram, and I think this was over the week, or I think it was Saturday this came. It was Ireland Baldwin, who is I don't know if you know this, she's 6'2". She's a model.
What?
Yeah, she's the daughter of Alec Baldwin, who's been doing a lot of SNL appearances, obviously, this season as Trump, and Kim Basinger before their very ugly public divorce. But she's like a I guess she's a model. And he, remember there was that, that famous, was it a, God, it's funny because we don't use them anymore, but tape machine where he was yelling at his dog, a voicemail.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was yelling at his daughter and it became public. It was kind of embarrassing. So she is now all grown up. She's 6'2" and she posted a picture in a thong on a beach. It looks like, you know, somewhere down by you, Andrea. And mm-hmm. look at that butt and those legs. And that's a sexy girl. Ireland Baldwin posted this on Instagram. We definitely had some articles on it in some of our websites.
I mean, her genetics are stellar, but I had no idea she was that tall. And, you know, that is a tall drink of water.
She's supposed to be bisexual, too, like open about it. Oh. She dates guys and girls and is totally cool about it. So yeah,
well, that is a-okay in my book.
Yeah, I've seen some modeling, other modeling and paparazzi pictures of her where she's been naked, but this really caught my eye, like, wow, what a butt on her. So Ireland Baldwin, Instagram, very hot. And now this one that everyone at the office here at the Mr. Skin offices was going nuts about. This, so Kate Beckinsale, I've
gorgeous.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, she's one of the, I don't want to say one of the few, because Marissa Tomei is someone that it happens. It just doesn't happen a lot. But where mm-hmm. I really believe she has gotten better looking with age. Like, she's one
totally.
Of the, I guess one of the few, I'll say one of the few actresses where I could honestly say, if I go back and look at her in the 90s, that I prefer the 2017 Kate Beckinsale than the 90s. And
I agree.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she, you know, she's probably best known for those Underworld movies, but she did a movie in the 90s called Uncovered, where she was topless drinking a glass of wine. It's a very nice nude scene, but man, I'd want to see her nude here in 2017, because she posted on Instagram, and it looks like her and her daughter, who's 18, Lily Beckinsale.
Be, that's her daughter?
Yeah, they must be at the same resort, because if you look at the handles on
the
those,
crystal.
It looks like a Bora
water,
Bora.
Yeah.
It looks like a Bora Bora place, one of those where you're like
hut.
Those huts in the water, which are mm-hmm. awesome, by the way. So Kate Beckinsale's getting out in a bikini. Looks awesome. Her daughter also posts the same weekend getting out of the same thing in a bikini. It's like, holy geez, what a mom-daughter
so
combination that is. That's ridiculous.
We can just hope and pray that we can add them to the mom and daughter nudity list. Let's keep our fingers crossed that maybe Lily becomes a actress or Kate drops it.
Yeah.
Drops the top.
Yeah, well, Kate has, but Lily hasn't. But
she has?
Uncovered. She was topless drinking a thing of wine, yeah. So,
oh, that's what you said, yeah.
So
I was like busy staring at it. I was trying to get like this nipple glance through this white bikini top.
Totally understand. Well, Mother's Day, I think, is May 14th, and
yes,
it's coming up. And we always do it at MrSkin.com, and we add to it. We have a playlist where we have, like, famous moms and daughters who've both been nude. We always do this at Mother's Day. So, like, example, like Goldie Hawn and Kate Hudson have both been naked. We show them in the playlist. Or Susan Sarandon and Eva Amore, her daughter, do that. So, hopefully, we'll get Lily Beckinsale and Kate Beckinsale together, but it's coming. And we just every year add, you know, because as actresses get older and then their daughters become actresses and they get in movies, there's always new additions. So be looking for that around Mother's Day at MrSkin.com. We'll definitely have an updated playlist of the hottest mother daughters. Always a big promotion at MrSkin.com.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, last thing I wanted to chat with you about, a couple things. This is kind of some around the web stuff. And actually this week, I'm glad it was kind of a light TV week and movie week, because mm-hmm. I've kind of had all this stuff on back order or just wouldn't have had time to talk about it if we had too much television. But I thought this is stuff you'd want to see. One thing, and CP, the EP, do we have a clip? Okay. So Chelsea Handler was on the Ellen show mm-hmm. recently, and it was funny because Ellen is fascinated by Chelsea Handler's breasts, and she was interviewing her, and she did a cool like video, kind of a tribute to Chelsea Handler. She said to her, "Hey, you haven't shown your breasts in a while. What happened?" And, like, she was almost kind of sad. And then she did like kind of an ode to Chelsea Handler's breasts, where they showed all the old Instagram pics, because, you know, she's posted a ton of Instagram pics. But then, because it was network television, they put little, basically Ellen DeGeneres faces on her nips, which was pretty funny. So, anyway, she is, we have a clip of this because it was a pretty funny interview, and the fact that they were showing all these old Instagram pics. I'm showing them to you without the Ellen faces on them, but on television, you saw all this stuff with Ellen's face on it.
Way better without Ellen's
yes.
face on them.
You used to post a lot of topless photos of yourself on Twitter, and somehow it came to an end. It stopped. Was that on purpose?
You told me to stop.
Well, yes, but I didn't think you'd listen to me.
I think I just had a coming out phase. I mean, not like yours, but I had a different kind of... I had a coming of age. I was 40, and all of a sudden I wasn't embarrassed that I had big boobs. I was embarrassed of them my whole life, because sometimes you get them too young and you don't know what to do. And I used to tape them down in high school. And then finally I just grew into my body, and I think I wanted to show them off. I mean, I went a little bit overboard, but, you know, I can't do that with everything.
Yeah, yeah. But that's okay. That's what I love about you. But I think since we haven't seen them for a while, we have kind of a memoriam. We have just a goodbye homage.
Yeah, and then the video plays. It should have been a mammorium, but
that's
it's
what I was just thinking. Why wouldn't Ellen have made that pun? Or did she try and just slipped on it?
Yeah, she probably can't say it. Who knows? But I think Ellen wishes her face was the opposite way on her boobs than looking out. But it was funny because they did the little Ellen faces on her nips were good, but it was kind of cool to show all the old Instagram pics that Chelsea Handler's done where she's been naked. It was kind of cool for daytime television. So, we saw that and wanted to share that with you. But last but not least, Andrea, I remember when I was starting MrSkin.com back way back in 1999, there was a really popular show on the E! Network called Wild On. Remember
Absolutely.
Those? Yeah. And this was like just, and it was hosted by Brooke Burke. And this was like when I first discovered Brooke Burke, and all the guys were going nuts over her, and she had this incredible body, and she would host this show, and it would be at exotic locations, and she'd be in bikinis, and they'd show all these, you know, women. It was a very popular show on the E! Network. Well, over I think it happened sometime last week, she was vacationing in St. Bart's, and she was topless, and the paparazzi got some pissed. So these were kind of all over the internet, so I wanted to share them with you. But she was at a nude, you know, she was at a nude beach, and some pics were taken. She still looks amazing, man. She looks great.
Her body is insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's had work done very famously. She was with one of the best plastic surgeons on the planet, Dr. Garth Fisher, I think is his name, for a long time. But her genetics, like the leanness and the tone of her leg, and her face, dude. Yeah. She's so beautiful. I remember too, when that show first came out, it's like guys wanted to fuck her and chicks wanted to be her, because she was just so hot effortlessly. Like doesn't need a ton of makeup, just so beautiful. So, oh my gosh. And you know, there's maybe nothing more that I love than the look of sand pushed on boobs. It takes me back to that Pamela Anderson Playboy pictorial where she's on the beach wearing nothing but seashells and sand.
So
I'm all about this.
I agree. But it was cool to see. We saw that last week. I wasn't able to talk about it on last week's show. But she looks great. And did you know she's married now to David Chervet that used to be on Baywatch? That's pretty wild. I didn't even know that till I was looking at. And by the way, I don't know if people know this, but way back, I don't remember when they were released. It was probably in the early 2000s. But this photographer named Tom Ruddock, before she was famous, if I'm not mistaken, it was before she hit it big on the E! Show. She was a model. And her and this male model did these completely nude black and white shots where they, like, I don't want to say simulated sex, but they were like in bed, different positions, and trying to do like real sexy stuff. And he released this stuff, and it was a big deal because she had never been nude. And, you know, it was kind of before she was famous, and then he released the stuff. And I went back and looked at them because I had them in a special folder on my computer from the early 2000s. But that was her when she was like in her like 19 or 20 years old or something. So you can imagine if she looks good at this age, you know, almost 20 years later, could you imagine what she looked like then? But I remember that. But that was kind of shocking because, you know, no one had ever seen her naked, and then all of a sudden those were released. The photographer released them. You know how sometimes you do these photo shoots of someone, and then they're sitting in your closet for a couple of years, and then she becomes huge, and then you release them. It happened to Cameron Diaz, I remember, in another.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was pretty cool.
Does your website have these pictures anywhere?
No, because they're not like they're modeling shots. So it's not like we're Mr. Skin would be only movies and television. So that's only Andrea and my personal collection. But
it wasn't like
that's different from like the Fappening where they were these weren't stolen off her phone. She willingly posed for him, signed a release, the whole thing. It was just he just released them later and no one, you know, it was after she was famous. So it was kind of cool to see. But yeah, we have that stuff is. Not really Mr. Skin stuff, but anyway, I still definitely enjoyed the Brooke Burke modeling shots. Yeah. By the way, she did when she was in St. Bart, she was doing the topless swimming in the water, and she had some nice icebergs. We call iceberg boobs when you're swimming and only your boobs are sticking out of the water, and it looks like an iceberg. Yeah, she had some nice icebergs. One of the most famous in the history of MrSkin.com is Eva Murray, who I mentioned earlier in the mother-daughter segment, the daughter of Susan Sarandon when she was in Californication, skinny dipping, and she was doing like the swimming on her back, and her boobs were out of the water. It's one of the great avalanche or iceberg
icebergs
of all time. So Brooke Burke was doing a little icebergs in St. Bart's. So just all wanted to share that with you. Yeah. So a lot of good stuff. Again, a lot of not a ton of TV, but we definitely had a lot of good nudity this week, Andrea.
Dude, who needed all that TV when you had all this other good stuff? I mean, I've been inspired. Chrissy Teigen put the jump in jumpsuit on my new favorite segment, Skinstagram.
Yes.
We now have homework for the week that when, fights get a little too heated, we're going to strip down to hopefully get very heated. And I've been inspired. I think I may take Slip and Slide to the next level if our friends at kink.com will let me take a dip in their industrial lube vest.
Yeah, you need to see you've been skin-spired. Yes, you need to go and see Kink's industrial lube. No question about it. And this Skinstagram segment, we'll just, for the podcast, what I'll do is we'll collect this stuff over the couple of weeks, and then every couple episodes we'll give you a roundup of because it really is like I said before, it's more there's nudity in places that you can't imagine now with celebrities because of social media. It's pretty incredible.
All about it. Well, episode 41 was a tremendous success. That was amazing, and I cannot wait to talk to you again next week.
All right, Andrea, thanks a lot.
All right, Skin, we'll talk soon.
Take care.
Have a great week, everyone.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.